Today's show is brought to you by Small Portable Umbrellas. Want to be soaking wet, but only from the waist down? Try a Small Portable Umbrella.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
You're listening to the radio.
Hello, radio station.
Someone's listening to me. Now I know how a radio feels.
Heard any good radio lately?
No, we heard your show, though.
That's not funny.
It was funny when I said it on my radio show.
They talked about me on the radio. I matter. Take that, Dad!
Wow, the power of radio.
Okay, it's magic time.
Yep. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How? How's it even work?
It's a mystery to me.
I pondered yesterday it might be some like Harry Potter-ish wizarding stuff that might be going on over at the Amazon. But maybe not.
The Amazon?
Yeah, the Amazon. Maybe it's science.
No, we don't believe in that.
We don't believe in science here.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, hi. Yeah, you can get us on the Alexa. You just have to enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
So
you can get our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even just go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you will find the podcast link. 240-some episodes every single year.
Wow.
Yeah, there's hundreds and hundreds of episodes for you to go back through our virtual time machine. And you can even join us on our Facebook Live video simulcast, and that's at the Mike Show VA.
And if you do that, there's a link that you can click to get your head examined.
Yeah. I've clicked it many times.
And as you should.
Yeah. It hasn't worked yet.
Clearly.
You know, the link works, but...
but not your head.
The examination hasn't. Yeah. I am... Look at how moist I am.
It's disgusting.
I've got moisture all over.
Did you walk down here today?
No, I drove, but my air conditioning is out in the little XZ 94 whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, Singer sewing machine motor.
Yeah. So the AC is out and
well, that's brutal, man.
Yeah. But, you know, I got in and I hit the buttons for the windows to come down and it was a great breeze that came in. It's just so damn humid.
Perhaps you're just a sweaty pig of a man.
Maybe. There is that.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just speculating.
Well, I mean, speculate away.
Okay.
So we were off all last week.
Yeah. You're at the beach, huh?
Yeah. We were. We were beaching.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it wasn't like the most spectacular beach trip. But I'm not gonna downplay it because any day at the beach is a good time.
Yeah.
But you know, it was just chill. You know, I think what I'm trying to say is we didn't have like nonstop plans. We didn't have, you know, all this stuff. You know, that you know, we're going to go to the aquarium and we're going to do this. And
yeah,
we're
well,
do that.
You relaxed, and that's probably what you needed.
And we're going to go to Busch Gardens, and we're going to, you know, we didn't have all that.
Good.
We didn't have all that. It was just kick back, beach time. Stay in the condo if I wanted to. I'm still recovering from the thing. What do I and a roofer have in common?
Shingles.
Yeah, shingles. or I could hit this one. Yeah. But anyway, so it was just kind of a kickback.
Well, those are often the best times, man. I mean, that's what I go to the beach for. I want to relax.
Although we were talking about the weather. Now Lynchburg had just some horrendous soakers.
Yeah, we did.
That week while we were away. We had some weather. But we got everything, we walked, we're just a block away from the beach. So we walked up to the beach. We had the umbrella, A's, and our beach chairs, and all that was folded and compact and, fitting on my shoulder very, very nicely. Mm-hmm. It had a strap for it. So we got there, and a cooler, of course. We had to have the cooler of zesty beverages.
They let you zest on the beach there?
I mean,
they don't bother you.
They have never hassled anybody, as far as I know.
Yeah. And some beaches do, and some are okay as long as you're discreet.
Well, and some and just pretty much everybody around us had some sort of zesty beverage. We had can koozies, so you couldn't tell.
Yeah, it wasn't obvious. Yeah.
Couldn't tell what we were drinking.
Like I said, if you keep it on the lowdown, it's no big deal.
Well, and even Tab. She'll take a big Yeti filled with Prosecco, and you don't know what's in there.
No,
there's no little snot nose lifeguard is going to come over or beach enforcement.
Well,
is going
to come. I'm glad you were able
check
to do that.
Everybody's beverages.
Yeah,
but so we get there and we set up the tents, we set up the chairs, we set up the cooler. Maddie grabs her boogie board and she's doing
headed for the waves.
Yep, heading for the waves, and we sit down, crack open a zesty beverage, and take one sip, and then Tab looks. She looks back behind us, and there's this huge big black cloud just looming. Literally over top the building right behind us.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're like, okay, all right. I looked on radar, and I could not personally determine whether or not this was going to hit exactly where we were or not. Okay. So I said, hey, let's just kind of ride it out and see what happens. And
then
5 minutes later, boom. And everybody's scrambling off the beach, and the lifeguard blowing his whistle, and but wait 10 minutes and it cleared up, so we went out to the pool instead.
Well, a happy ending is really nice.
I love happy endings.
Yeah, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you got away and got some rest, and
now
you're back here sweating.
Yeah, I am. I am really sweating.
That's
like a pig or a dog. What sweats worse, dogs or pigs?
I don't know that. Dogs, I don't know.
Dogs
don't
pant.
I don't think they sweat.
Pigs
I don't know.
Sweat.
Do they?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I don't know where that came from because I don't know if they do.
I mean, Tab has often called me a sweaty pig.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And worse.
Yeah. Hi there. On today's program, of course, we have your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news. We've got the good news. We also have guests. Megan Huffman's going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg.
Excellent.
And the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And we're going to be talking Shrimp Fest with the Kiwanis. That is all on the way. I will be your MC for the Shrimp
Fest. When is that? I know we're going to talk about it.
Well,
but
I believe it is this Saturday. Let me check my calendar real quick. So that I'm giving you the correct information. Yes. Saturday, the 26th, and that's going to be at Randolph. And tickets are still available. So we'll tell you where, and then we'll link it up and all that.
Cool.
It's going to be a wonderful time. It's all you can eat freaking shrimp. And it's fresh.
I've been to it before. It's really fun.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'll be your MC, and I'm bringing our big sound system down there. Because
wow.
In years past, it's kind of been hit or miss as far as the music and the sound goes. And I'm bringing the big sound system, so we'll have speakers inside and out for your listening pleasure.
Yeah.
42% of dog owners say the best part of a vacation is coming home to see their dog.
Hmm.
I am not going to disagree with this. Since we're talking vacation, I am not going to disagree with, but not a dog, because I have a cat. I have Jerry the cat.
Yeah.
And Jerry, I actually...
Does Jerry miss you?
Yes. Oh, my God. Jerry is, if he could live in my skin, Jerry would. Jerry does anything and everything he can to get closer and closer and closer, and he snugs in to spaces that, you know, like in between me and the arm of the couch. He'll wiggle his
tuck
big,
in there.
Yeah, wiggle his big fat body. He could be anywhere else on the couch. He could be on the other side of me, but that's where he wants to be. He wants to be right there, tucked
that's
in.
That's really pretty sweet.
It is, and so Kate. Was watching the house, and Kate was taking care of Jerry, but she wasn't staying over, and she mm-hmm. wasn't there the whole time. She would come in, she'd feed him, she'd play with him for a little bit, mm-hmm. and then she'd go to work. And then when she was done working, she would come, she would feed him, and then play with him for a little bit, mm-hmm. and then she would leave. So I can't even imagine, because it's been a while since he has been like alone. Overnight.
Hmm.
He had the other dogs, and the two dogs passed away last year. So he hasn't even had the company of the other pets.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about this survey of dog owners saying the best part of their vacation is coming home to see their doggo. And then our top list, top reasons you should bring your dog on vacation and leave the kids at home.
Yeah. Good. I love it. That's a good list.
Yeah, it is a good list. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Hello, I'm Smokey the Bear. Fire season is upon us, so don't light up. This time of the year, stick with vape pens or try edibles. You can get totally baked without lighting up a forest. This old bear likes the cinnamon gummies. My friend Pooh Bear digs the honey-infused Chiba Chews. And remember, only you can... Only you can... Oh, something. I forgot. Oh boy, Smokey's gummies have really kicked in. Think I'll go take a nap and listen to some reggae. Late.
Oh, man. Smokey's...
Now we know why they call him Smokey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, random fact. The U.S. Forest Service created Smokey the Bear in 1944 after their deal ran out with Disney to use Bambi on their forest fire prevention posters.
Oh, wow.
Smokey is still used today, and they keep updating the messages. That was the latest.
That's very interesting.
Where's our top list music? I hit the wrong one. There we go. All right. So we're not talking bears. We're talking dogs and vacations.
All right.
We just went on vacation. Mm-hmm. Just came back, and this is
I'm rich. You're not.
This is the first time
I'm rich.
Shut up.
You're not.
This is the first time that that Jerry the cat has actually been like fairly much by himself. And you would think that, you know, the cats are fine, right? Being solitary and being by themselves.
Yeah, they don't seem that interested.
Yeah, as long as Jerry is. Jerry is totally the exception.
Jerry is really cool.
He is. He's a big boy kitty, and he absolutely positively loves me, and he loves the kids too. But if it was a choice between me or Tab, he would choose me every time.
Yeah.
So and the dogs passed away last year. So we lost Lexi last year, and we lost Fuzzy this year.
Yeah.
And so now Jerry doesn't even have the company of the other pets running around. And we lost Christine, because Christine lived right across the hall, so she would be at our house all week long.
She
gone. So now Jerry the cat. He had nobody except, well, he had Kate, and Kate would come over and feed him, and then Kate would leave,
right,
and then come back and feed him, and then she would leave, and he didn't have anybody, you know, that stayed overnight with him. So I personally was a little concerned about this, because he's a very, very social critter.
Yeah, and he doesn't really have any hobbies.
Well, he doesn't have thumbs either.
Well, good point.
So, but his he's a social critter, and so I was concerned about that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about dogs, because this survey specifically talked about dogs.
Let's do that.
And it asked dog owners, what is the best part of a vacation? And 42% of dog owners said coming home to their dog can be the part of the trip that they enjoy the most. That could be because 40% of them constantly worry about their dog while they're away.
Well, it could be they have lousy vacations.
22% miss their dog so much that it can impact their enjoyment of the trip.
Well, that's weird.
The average dog owner starts missing their dog just 53 minutes into a vacation, and 24% start thinking about their dog as soon as they walk out the door.
Well, those people need therapy.
Pet owners, maybe they need pet therapy.
Well, maybe.
Pet owners miss their dogs an average of 13 distinct times per day when away. So the ideal getaway for some of these people might be grabbing some dog poop bags and walking their dog around the block.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So with that brings us to our top list. Now, I have a suggestion. Take your dog on the vacation. Right?
Well, I've done that.
I mean, if
Bagel
you can,
likes to go camping.
Yeah, if you can. Well, anyway, 42% of these dog owners say the best part of vacation is coming home to their fur baby. On your next family vacation, suggestion, why not bring them with you instead of your children? We'll explain why with today's list. It's our top list today. Top reasons you should bring your dog on vacation. And leave the kids at home.
Instead of your kids.
Yep. Leave the kids at home. All right. Go. Number one.
Yeah.
Dogs don't need $45 mouse ears at Disney.
Mm.
Top reasons you should bring your dog on vacation and leave the kids at home. Dogs don't spend the entire drive screaming, "Are we there yet?"
No, they don't.
Nope. Dogs don't need you to play throw me around the pool until you tweak your back. Top reasons you should bring your dog on vacation. Leave the kids at home. Nobody judges you for leaving the dogs in the hotel room with nothing but a water bowl.
Man.
Kids.
You do that with the kids. Yeah. They frown on that.
Yep. Top reasons you should bring your dog on vacation. Leave the kids at home. Dogs don't have meltdowns if you forget to pack their binky. They're binky, or maybe they do. Who knows? Top reasons you should bring the dog on vacation. Leave the kids at home. Dogs don't write on the walls of the vacation rental with crayon. Dogs don't need to constantly be resprayed with sunscreen. Top reasons you should bring your dog on vacation. Leave the kids at home. Dogs don't walk into mommy and daddy's bedroom in the middle of the night and shout, "Why are you two wrestling without clothes?" And top reasons you should bring your dog on vacation. Leave the kids at home. Dogs don't ignore the entire trip to watch TikTok.
Yep. Yeah.
The Mike Show.
Good list.
Yep. Coming up, we have news and not headline news, and we also have your five random facts.
Random.
Yep, that is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is National Hammock Day, and tomorrow is National Help, I'm Still Stuck in This Hammock Day. Starbucks announced yesterday it's bringing the pumpkin spice latte back on August 26th. Because there's nothing better than the smell of pumpkin spice on a hot, sweaty summer day. The movie Clueless came out 30 years ago. It made Alicia Silverstone a household name. And all of her other movies made us forget her name. And a Gwyneth Paltrow biography claims she was sad when Brad Pitt got married. Also sad, the fact that there's a Gwyneth Paltrow biography. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and we're so happy you could join us on the Tuesday edition. Taking a look at Tower Cam position number 4 at the river. A little cloudy today. We've got some rain in the forecast. We will check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody, because we can't afford one. Anywho, all right. Let's talk about this. What are some current tech that you think would seem maybe ridiculous in 50 years? Somebody recently asked the interwebs this question. What current technology do you think will seem ridiculous in 50 years? And there were some interesting answers. There were some dumb answers, like toilet paper. Okay, now, this is this person's thought and speculation. Quote, "It seems to be such a medieval method for something we use so much. It's a waste, it's unhygienic, and it causes all kinds of sewer problems." Well, while I will agree with that, toilet paper has been in existence for quite some time, and it doesn't seem to be going away, even though there's so many other alternatives. And even you could, you know, I mean, heck, you could use a bidet.
I'm rich. You're not.
Yeah. But it's still around, and it's still such a mass-produced quantity. Anyway, the Internet of Things, okay? Now, what do they mean? Quote, "Nobody needs their toaster or toothbrush connected to the Internet." I don't—sorry, but it could be the reverse. that it would be weird if something wasn't smart or online or linked to AI. I don't agree with that one. I think your toothbrush is going to be linked to the internet and connected to AI. Game consoles, the actual consoles. This person speculates that they will be replaced with streaming services, so more cloud-based things. You're going to have to connect somehow. I mean, obviously you could do it on your personal device, which a lot of people do gaming on their personal device. I don't know. Car accidents. I'll agree and then I'll disagree. Autonomous vehicles. This person posted, autonomous vehicles would work together to make the current number of car fatalities seem ridiculous. While I will agree to some extent with that, and I'll also agree that since if you've been watching if you have a newer car, or if you've been watching any of our test drive interview series, one of the things that we focus on specifically with the brand new Hondas and the newish Hondas, we've been doing, 82 episodes now? This will be the 82nd episode. So we've been doing test drive interviews for quite some time. And pre-pandemonium. And the thing that we focus on, or one of the major things that we focus on when we're talking about the car, is the safety features in the new Honda vehicles. And, you know, they can sense, you know, vehicles in front of you, and they can slow you down or stop you if needed. If somebody steps out in front of you, they can hit the brakes. They have braking assist. They keep you between the lines. And they just give you a heads up with the backup cameras and the and they let you know if something's behind you. All that stuff. Because I drive an older car, it doesn't have any of those features. I said it has none of those features. And I keep speculating on each one of these episodes of test drive interviews. What are the fatalities and accident rates going to be looking like, maybe, you know, as short as 10 years from now, when just about everybody is driving a vehicle that has these features? I mean, unless the feature breaks, but, you know, anyway. Trash. These are things. What do you think will seem ridiculous in 50 years? Trash. And this person posted, it's not that there will be a solution to existing waste, it's that most everything will be reusable. I don't know about that. Loud engine noises. Internal combustion engines. This person posted, quote, "I long for the day I don't have to hear loud cars, chainsaws, and mowers." Okay, but what about loud motorcycles that people specifically make loud? What about cars that they put tuner mufflers on specifically to make them loud? I don't know if you're gonna have, and they're making computer programs that simulate the loud engine noises. So I don't think you're gonna see that go away anytime soon. Dental work, interesting. This person posted, quote, "Anything regarding present day dental work will be seen as barbaric. Ditto for chemotherapy." Somebody else said medical devices like CT scan machines. Well, I mean, obviously, as technology improves, things are going to get better. Charging cables. That was number one on the list. People will say, and this is somebody's speculation, people will say, quote, "Wait, you had to physically plug in your device every day?" Yeah. All right. What about actual mobile phones? I mean, we could transition into wearable or environmental technology that would make it pointless to carry around a brick in your pocket. I mean, do you remember the old cellular phone? I mean, literally, when cell phones first were invented, it was, I think I have a picture of this. I know I have it. Do I have it over here? Let me see if I can transfer this. It might be worth the wait. It really might be. All right, there, file, look for it, pictures, TMS. No, I have it on my laptop. Dang it. Okay. It's there's a picture of Michael Douglas holding a cell phone. He's I believe not the Wolf of Wall Street, but Wall Street, the movie Wall Street. And he's on the beach in the Hamptons, and he's talking on this brick phone. It's literally, it looks like a handbag with a brick in it, and this great big huge handset with a corded phone. Well, anyway, I get it. We might transition to more like a wearable device or something a lot smaller. Not just your watch. We already have the watches, but you know what I mean. Coming up, we are even going to get smarter with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels, two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End, minutes from everything Danville has to offer, competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rick Jaminet. Moms-to-be, your body is amazing, but pregnancy can bring aches, pains, and even a breech baby. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're specially trained in the Webster technique, a gentle, safe way to help turn breech babies naturally and make pregnancy more comfortable. Feel better, sleep easier, and prepare your body for a smoother delivery. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 239-9077 or visit TimberlakeChiropractic.com and discover the natural way to care for you and your baby.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. And then, if you tell it back, anybody, somebody, wherever you happen to be, we don't know where you go or what you do, but if you say this, any of these random facts back... Somebody's bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know. Here we go. Number one. Cameroon got its name from the Portuguese word for shrimp. And the Portuguese name of the country is still literally shrimps or Camarones. Number two. The opposite of paranoia is called pronoia, the belief that everybody's involved in a secret conspiracy to help you. Huh? Pronoia. Did I get that right? I know I'm derailing this segment. I'm not doing this segment again. Pronounce.
Yeah. So make sure to stay tuned for those. How do you say it? Pronoia.
Okay. All right. So I was right. I actually got it right. Number... So it's the opposite of paranoia, the belief that everybody's involved in a secret conspiracy to help you. Number three. The average length of a book on Amazon is roughly 75,000 words, which translates to about 300 pages. About half of all books are shorter than that, and half are longer. Number four. Let's get some music in here while we do this. Number four. During a conversation, the average person's turn to talk lasts 2 seconds, and there's only a gap of 200 milliseconds before the other person talks again. And that's true across all cultures and even in sign language. And then number five. And we said this earlier in top list. The U.S. Forest Service was created, they created, rather, Smokey the Bear in 1944 after their deal ran out with Disney to use Bambi on their forest fire prevention posters. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. The Tuesday edition. So glad you're alongside us. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Megan Huffman joins us from Share Greater Lynchburg, but she's in the garden. You're in the garden. It looks beautiful where you're at.
Good morning. Yes, I'm in Williamsburg, getting ready for the Virginia Fundraising Institute Conference, VFRI. It's going to be located here this week. And there's about 15 nonprofit fundraisers from Lynchburg coming to this event. So we'll be updating who's there on our social media and talking about that. So I'm on location at VFRI, but excited to talk to you all today.
Well, it's very, very nice. It looks great where you're at. Are you having a good time?
Yes. Taking in some historical sites today. And then we get started with, I have a dinner tonight. And then we get started with the conference tomorrow.
All right. Well, really, really cool. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. But today we have a guest. And Megan, who do we have?
Yes. Yeah, so you might be driving around town and seeing the yard signs for the Shrimp Fest coming up this weekend. I know that happened to me. And we wanted to profile the Kiwanis Lynchburg Shrimp Fest, which, as my understanding, is one of their biggest fundraisers of the year and a wonderful way to get involved in supporting the amazing work that they're doing. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about Kiwanis, how to get involved, you know, what this event looks like, the times and everything, and then what it supports.
All right.
Welcome, Chris.
Let me see if I can wrap that up in 30 seconds.
We'll give you a little bit more time.
So the Kiwanis Club of Lynchburg is 105 years old.
Wow.
And we do work in the community. Probably the most well-known are our service leadership programs, which are in the schools. You probably know about Key Clubs, and you've probably seen bumper stickers with terrific kids. And we do those. We also have done a lot of things through the years. The cherry trees that are in Riverside Park, those were a Kiwanis project. The train there, that's a Kiwanis project. And most recently, we had the ribbon cutting of Centennial Playground, which is in Riverfront Park, and that's an accessible playground.
That's fantastic. So, absolutely
Kiwanis
fantastic.
Does a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. One of the things that I love is specifically now all of the programs are fantastic and all of the projects. The Terrific Kids program really speaks to me. I had the opportunity to attend the little ceremony that they have because of my fifth grader, now fifth grader. And there were kids that that I know, this is probably the first time that they have ever received any kind of praise or recognition for anything. And you could just see in their faces, they were beaming, and it really meant a lot. And it's a fantastic program. All the programs and everything that Kiwanis does is just fantastic. But that one really, really spoke to me. And shrimp. I like shrimp.
I also like shrimp. And we have joked through the years since Shrimpy became our mascot for Shrimp Fest, that it's very sad that I must peel you and eat you because I just love shrimp. But this is our 10th year with Shrimp Fest, and it's an all-you-can-eat shrimp dinner. There's activities, and there's music, and there's door prizes, and there's just a chance to come together and have a great picnic with shrimp. And there are great sides. We've got loaded cheesy grits and little corns on the cob and slaw, and of course, cocktail sauce, so you can just enjoy all the shrimp that you want. And I'm modeling our VIPs, so we have some great sponsors who have supported Shrimp Fest. This year, this is going to be their ticket into the VIP tent, is our shrimpy medallion, so that we can make sure that they feel special. And because really, we have some great sponsors, and Connoisseur Travel is our title sponsor for the third year, fourth year, it all runs together. That's the thing of being 105 years old. But sometimes we get things mixed up. But no, it's really exciting. This is our third year at Randolph College in a beautiful kind of courtyard that's got a lot of nice shade behind the dining hall. With our partnership with Randolph College, there's indoor seating for folks if they would like to enjoy the coolness of the inside, and we'll have lots of ice cold water and other things to drink that you can purchase little tickets for. So,
hey Chris, are there tickets still available, and how do we get them?
Yes, there are tickets still available. Through our Facebook, there's an online portal that you can order your tickets. Also, Givens Books is our physical ticket vendor, so you can just go over to Givens Bookstore and give your cash or check there. And if you see one of our posters, we've got a little QR code that takes you straight to the ticket page. But easy to find us on Facebook and through our website.
Great.
We do still have tickets available. They're starting to get less in availability. So I would advise folks not to wait and try to walk in on Saturday, because I don't want to disappoint people. I'm always the one that like squeezes one more in, but then the people wag their finger, because all you can eat shrimp. We don't want anybody to walk away and say, I didn't get to eat all the shrimp
I
wanted to eat.
Well, for 12 and older, the prices, if you get the tickets in advance, which we advise you to do, it's $40 in advance. It's $45 at the gate if supplies last. $15 in advance or $20 for kids 6 to 11, and ages 5 and under are free.
We don't figure they can eat that much.
Well, and from what I understand, this is shrimp that is brought in same day, caught in North Carolina, and then you truck it in that morning. And each time Tulane has gone down there a bunch of times.
Tulane will be driving it back. He'll be spending the night down in Oriental, North Carolina, and he'll be on the docks the first thing. And we even have a backup plan. So we've got another person with a truck standing by just in case Tulane breaks down. You can't get any fresher. And they come in, and then we have folks that have been doing the shrimp for years, and they do a great job.
Well, and, I'm sorry, Megan, go ahead.
No, I was just curious, how many people do you usually have? How many does this feed?
So we limit attendance to 400 in the space that we are. We're looking to continue to grow because everybody comes and has such a great time. And we also support three local charities that, so we want to be able to keep growing it. The footprint where we are at Randolph College, we want folks to still be able to move around and have a good time and enjoy the entertainment. We've got some great entertainment this year. I believe Mike is our our DJ MC.
I am. I'm your MC, and I'll be coming out of DJ retirement because I don't typically do that. But for you guys, I'm going to do that and donate my time so that you guys have a great playlist. And we'll be set up inside and outside as well, so you'll be able to hear all the announcements. You'll be able to hear all the interviews with students that are receiving their awards and things. So it'll be a great time, plus your 50-50 raffle.
Yeah, we'll be giving just shy of $35,000 in scholarships being awarded. We've got door prizes, and then Connoisseur Travel is giving away a travel package that includes a flight to Mexico and some money towards the ground accommodations there. So much fun stuff to do, and Mike, I'll even peel some shrimp for you.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we appreciate that. Well, Chris, we appreciate everything that the Kiwanis does. How can folks get involved, and do you need any volunteers at this point?
Sure. We'd be happy to, if there's anybody that wants to volunteer, they can reach out. There's through that event website, there's a way that you can ask a question. That question will come straight to me, and I'll be sure if somebody wants to get involved with this event. Kiwanis, we're always looking for more members. We meet twice a month on the first and third Fridays, a lunch meeting at Acorn Hill Lodge, and then we also work on projects. We're going to be starting to do some cleanup on the Blackwater Creek Trail, which was an early Kiwanis project. And so happy to have more people join us. Just shoot us an inquiry through either the event website, through our Facebook, or through our website. And I will be the one that answers that email and says, hey, let me connect you to the people that will find your passion. There are people that want to go to those award ceremonies with the kids in the elementary schools, that want to be a part of the high school key clubbers, and I want to help connect you to what service project in this community is important to you.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate that, and we'll link that up on this broadcast as well. And looking forward to Shrimp Fest coming up this Saturday. Doors, I believe, are 4:00.
Gates 4:30.
Okay, 4:30.
It's 4:30. Service of food runs from 5 to 7, and we'll have door prize drawings throughout the evening.
All right. Very, very cool. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. And
Megan,
enjoy the Williamsburg. It's a beautiful place.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Megan, how are things at Share Greater Lynchburg, and what's going on?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So, like I said, we're at the VFRI conference this week with 15 other, both Catherine Yarzabinski from GLCF and myself are here with about 15 other nonprofits from across Lynchburg and the region. And there will be hundreds of people here. So we always look forward to this time of learning and connecting, and we'll have some meals together and continue to solidify those relationships with some of our local nonprofit leaders. And then on the heels of that, next week on the 30th, from 8 to 5, there is the nonprofit summit happening at the Lynchburg Regional Business Office right off of 5th Street. And we anticipate about 150 guests. I know they're well over 125, probably beyond that since my last update, of nonprofit leaders from all levels coming from around the region to have training and information on sustainability and fundraising and marketing and just creative ideas for how to fundraise and outreach in a more volatile environment that fundraisers are in right now. So it's, we really designed it to be a very creativity driven conference, and it's a 1-day event, very affordable. And you can learn more about that on Share Greater Lynchburg, as well as the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance website. And we're very much looking forward to being a part of that as a sponsor. And I'm leading a panel at the end of the day, towards the afternoon, that interviews different nonprofit leaders on creative ways that they've harnessed different streams of fundraising, like connections with civic organizations like Rotary and Kiwanis, or connections with Share, or leaning into your LRBA membership, or creative events that they've put on that are kind of outside of the box, like a shrimp fest. So I'm excited about that panel to kind of spotlight the creativity among our leaders. And as far beyond that, we've got, monthly lunch and learns and our executive director series, GLCF, we're kind of post scholarships, kind of getting ready for our youth philanthropy committee for the fall as the students come back, and working on our annual report.
It sounds like you got a lot going on. The Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is the home of Share Greater Lynchburg. And if you visit Share Greater Lynchburg, you can connect with nearly 200 nonprofit organizations. I believe it's 189 nonprofit organizations. If you're part of a nonprofit organization and you are not on the Share platform, what are you waiting for? It's absolutely positively free. Great ways to find volunteers, for folks to learn about your nonprofit organization in one very, very convenient platform. You can attend events, and you can even shop for these nonprofit organizations right from the platform and have those items delivered directly to those nonprofits. It's a fantastic organization and a fantastic platform.
That's right. Thank you so much for having us today.
Absolutely. Well, Megan Huffman joins us each and every Tuesday, and have a great trip, and we'll see you back here next Tuesday.
See you in studio next Tuesday. Thanks so much.
All right. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hi there. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. The reboot of I Know What You Did Last Summer is a box office flop. Someone needs to give the franchise the hook. Sometimes Hollywood just doesn't learn from their mistakes.
From the makers of I Know What You Did Last Summer comes a terrifying new film about a moviegoer whose actions come back to haunt him.
Hello?
I know what you did while watching I Know What You Did Last Summer.
What?
I saw you smuggle in your own Starburst.
Well, yeah?
I saw you lean over to your date halfway through and whisper, "This movie sucks."
Well, it did.
And I know you left to sneak into a screening of Smurfs.
No, no, please, please, don't tell anyone! No!
I Know What You Did while watching I Know What You Did Last Summer. Mm-hmm. And in theater showing I Know What You Did Last Summer, nobody can hear you scream.
Nobody. Because it's empty.
Yeah. Let's go to viral videos. A pilot flying a Delta Airlines regional jet on Friday apologized to his passengers after making a hard turn to avoid colliding with a U.S. Air Force B-52 bomber. Yeah. The Air Force confirmed that the bomber was assigned to conduct a flyover of the North Dakota State Fair. It was happening roughly around the same time the Delta flight was coming in for a landing in North Dakota. Here's the pilot's announcement to his passengers. And by the way, we've done our best to enhance the sound quality.
There's no radar here, so the tower realized that the spacing wasn't going to work, and he said, turn right. And I looked over, and there was an airplane, which is supposed to be on the right-hand side. I thought it was a small airplane. He said, turn right. I said, there's an airplane over there, and he says, turn left. And then I over and saw the airplane that was coming on a converging course with us. Sorry about the aggressive maneuver. It caught me by surprise. This is not normal at all. I do apologize for it. Not a fun day at work.
Wow. All right. What is this? All right, let's save that one for stupid criminals. All right. Malcolm Jamal Warner died Sunday after being caught in a strong current in the ocean off of Costa Rica. He was only 54. Although he had many acting and directing credits, he's mostly known for playing Theo on The Cosby Show. Here is a classic clip.
Son.
Hey, I know.
You know what?
What you gonna say? And it's under control. So, no
problem. Right. How do you expect to get into college with grades like this?
See, I'm not going to college.
Damn right.
I am gonna get through high school and then get a job like regular people.
Regular people?
Yeah, you know, who work in the gas station, drive a bus, something like that.
So what you're saying is your mother and I shouldn't care if you get D's because you don't need good grades to be regular people.
Right.
All right. Let's see. What is this? Skip that. Are we going to a comedian? I think we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Today is David Spade's birthday. Here he is talking about his dad's frugal shopping style.
My dad goes to a little outlet. It's like a little designer knockoff store with irregulars and, you know, garbage from designers that they resell. The only problem is he brags about it. You're supposed to kind of do that on the low key, you know? I go, that's a nice tie. That's right, Davey. Ralph Lauren. Regularly $80. Little tomato stain. You can barely see it. Four bucks. Sweet. Hell yeah. Drawstring alligator pants. Little small split in the seam. Easy fix. A little blood on the leg. $3! How do you get blood on the leg? Davey, mine is not to question why. The little outlet. I buy and fly. If it's a tough stain, I shout it out. That doesn't work, I turn it inside out.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly, but firmly, maybe vigorously, repetitively, grab the handle. Give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Damn it. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in .news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Every time you choose Earthright, you're keeping your dollars right here in Virginia. That means more local jobs, more local investments, and more energy independence for our neighbors. We hire local, we shop local, we give back local because we are local. Let's grow together with a power that works for us, not some out-of-state company.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Okie dokie. Time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. All right. St. Petersburg, Florida had nice weather this past weekend. A few people got rained on. Well, it might have been rain. A 30-year-old ad exec from New York was arrested in downtown St. Petersburg on Saturday after he got drunk at a rooftop bar and peed off the side of it.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. His name is Matthew Day. It's not clear if he was in town for work or pleasure, but he was obviously partying. According to the police report, he was at a rooftop bar called The Landing at around 1:30 a.m. when he whipped it out, peed off the side, and hit several people on the sidewalk below. There's our reenactment. Yep. Rooftop bar makes it sound high up, but the building is only two stories, so he was only around 15 feet above the people he was urinating on. Police charged him with disorderly conduct and released him on $500 bond. He's the co-founder and head of client success at an ad agency called Ribeye Media. All right. Looks like a dink. Let's see. What else do we got? What do we got? Do we have another one? I thought we had one more. I'm looking. No. All right. We've got good news, though. We like to share good news during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity in the world. Long Island high schooler Will Burrell has started a smash burger franchise where veterans eat for free. A portion of its proceeds also goes to support current military members and their families. Will teamed up with a local butcher shop to make it happen.
We raised $1,500 for the Gary Sinise Foundation. I had all my fellow classmates, and we all had a great time, and I raised a lot of money. And then I was traveling in March, and I figured let's call the owner because I want to kind of expand this Will Burrell events and maybe do something fun on Long Island so I could be here for the summer. And he said we could always do more smash burgers, so why not do a smash burger business inside of the butcher where I get the meat, I get the buns, I get everything from there. It's kind of a win-win.
There you go. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have a fundraiser coming up, which is the Hill City Slide, coming in August. All right, visit hillcityslide.com to get your tickets and to reserve your time slot. August 22nd through the 24th, there are time slots available, and it is a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Now, where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.